Hey you guys, and happy Monday. So we have pretty much a jam-packed show, so let's get to it. The stars were out last night because you already know what it was. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and in the stands we had a plethora of people, from Lady Gaga and her boo to Jay-Z and Beyonce to Taylor Swift in the skybox with Brittany Mahone, Jeff Goldblum. I mean, it was a spectator sport, but I don't think y'all want to hear that. And congratulations to the Chiefs. They won. MVP, of course, Patrick Mahone, along with Travis Kelce, who pretty much quoted every party song there is. I think he pretty much was lit beforehand, but I'm not even sure, but I know he turned up afterwards with him and Taylor Swift. But anyway, I don't think y'all want to hear all that crap, but let's really take it to what we got. Let's really understand why we're here, okay? So, if you watch the halftime show, you already know Mr. Entertainment, Mr. Excitement, the showmanship of him, the caliber, the timing, the execution, Mr. Usher. Yes. I'm gonna say it like this. He did not disappoint. I was up dancing the entire time. He had a whole whopping 15 minutes, crammed as much hits as he could into that 15 minutes. 30 years plus in the music business. So you got to relive the years of each and every song that came out. He had musical guests from Alicia Keys, her, Jermaine Dupri, Ludacris, and Little John. And here's the fun part. I like the fact that when they were broadcasting him to come on, that they gave a disclaimer. That shit was funny. And you wonder why they gave a disclaimer, honey. It was all the gyration, the pelvic thrusting, the taking the shirt off, all the conditions that you expect from him to do, he did. And that's Libra-ism for you, because he is a Libra. Libra gang gang, yours truly, that would be me. You already know when it comes to the Libra-isms and whatever falsifies, we are straight charmers. We don't ask to be, unfortunately, that's in our DNA. We don't say we're going to charm you. We just do it. Not try to be funny. We just do it. I mean, we don't put it out there. It just naturally happens. So I can't be mad at that. But he did not disappoint. If I do have one little teensy weensy little opinion to say, I wanted more music. I wanted more music. I wanted more music. I wanted more music. Oh my God. I wanted more music. The thing about it was, when I say his precision, I mean, he definitely brought the A to Vegas and to Vegas the A. I mean, it was a circus for the ages, but in a good way. The transitions, the isolations, the dancing, the coming in and out, he went from dance music to ballads. Back in, it was a flow transition. So whoever his musical director was, y'all did that. The band killed it. The dancers, he danced with a new generation. He even had some throwbacks who he danced with in various videos, especially the one Caught Up, because I peeped one guy. He danced in Caught Up, I think so. And he also danced in Neo's video too. So I was peeping some things with the dances and stuff. I mean, he had everybody dance. It, like I said, it was like he brought Vegas. He brought Atlanta to Vegas and Vegas to Atlanta. It was festive. You feel me? A celebration for the ages. So I already know, Usher comes over here to the NYC, I'm going to get my ticket. I'm not even going to joke. And if he brought out what he brought out last night, and what he did in Vegas, come on. I mean, also, not even beyond the dancing, he turned his stage into the skating ring. Who does that? Who does that? Magic City had the poles, all that. I'm like, ho-ho. Like I said, he brought the A to Vegas and the Vegas to the A. Like, come on. He had the marching band. He had the marching bands. Like, come on. The college alma maters. Are you kidding me? Like, come on. Definitely for the ages. Definitely for the ages. Like I said, I wish there was a little bit more music. I wanted more. I wanted more hits, more things. I'm like, where's the music? For me, I thought it could have lasted a little bit longer with more music. But you know what? You take what you can give. He put on a successful halftime show. It's definitely in the top tier. But I also have to say, I like the fact that he paid homage to his musicality greats. Okay, because he's worked with everybody. Let's talk about from legendary on down to today. I mean, who does that? I don't know if he had a cape. What they call it? A poncho. A cover up, whatever you want to call it. I love the hell out of that. So whoever made that for him, I'm gonna need the seamstress, the brand, something. That thing was fly. That was fly. That looked great. And he has glove on. You know, one person, one artist, one legend wears a glove. Y'all already know who I'm talking about. Okay? So yes. Again, he did a stellar job. I just wish there was more time. He had more time to do more music. Just saying. There was rumors that, you know, he was supposed to do something with Chris Brown, but that never came into fruition. Also, he was supposed to do something with Justin Bieber, but Justin Bieber kind of opted out a little bit. So he just, you know, supported from the sideline or from the sidelines as well. So, again, Usher did not come to play. He came to slay. He did what he was supposed. He did the assignment. he passed the whole semester. He did the curriculum. You feel me? Textbook. Everything still signed and proved. Okay? He did that. So, yeah. This Super Bowl halftime show will definitely be up there with the Princes and the Michaels for sure. For sure. Because he did that. Like I said, he did it. Yeah, the translations of the music, the isolations, the intricate dancing. I mean, he went from here to here to here to here to here. And didn't disappoint, in my opinion. But, you know, I would also say that, you know, with the internet and social media, it goes wild at times. It kind of, you know, kind of takes things out of task at times, and it gets annoying. You know, the way him and Alicia were flirting during, you know, the song My Boo back on his Confessions album back in 2004, which I know, I think the album is almost 20, it's probably 20 years and better old, 20 years plus and better. Okay, so, you know, they were, you know, flirting a little back and forth. It wasn't really serious. This is artistry. This is professional. This is just all for entertainment sport. Of course, the internet went wild. And Swiss pretty much said that y'all are interested in the wrong things. I got this coming up, that coming up, all that stuff. I mean, I give him that for responding, but sometimes, take a page out of my book, sometimes no response is the best response. If you know your lady and she knows you and y'all been together if y'all been married for how umpteenth long, it's nothing but professionalism. He respects you, you respect him, she respects you, y'all all work in the industry, y'all work in the industry, y'all know how this goes. It's nothing new at all. Social media runs wild. Fans run wild. They read into shit. And it's not even that serious. We know what the truth is. And y'all know what the truth is. He's happily married. He's happily married. I'm going to get to that in a second. And you guys are happily married. So again, you know what I mean? So I don't think Swiss needed to respond to that because, again, you know how this game, you know how the industry works, you know how social media is. Social media is pretty much a cesspool of everything. Good, bad, ugly, and mostly indifferent. But it's a cesspool for crazy. And you can't drive yourself with all that stuff. And you can't even feed into it. So, yeah. I just think that they were, you know, it's a up-tempo song. It's a song that you can, it's a song you can sing along to. It's a song that has the meaning of dealing with this person. It's a forever person, even though life has gone on for the both of y'all. Y'all still remain prevalent in each other's lives. It's a cute song to get to dance to, to bop to rock with. You know what I mean? So who knows? Who cares? Like, it's too much. With everything going on in this world, we got too much to be thinking about that. And that's not even serious, especially when both are artists, both have other people in their lives, and their private and personal lives are private. And then we all know who they're married to. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think everybody, the internet, I think we all should just keep it professional and just keep on looking and just have a good time and stop worrying about the little stuff. Don't sweat those little things, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Dibbling back to what I said about Usher getting married. Sources have specified that he has married his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Gaultier. They have two kids between them, Sovereign and Sire. So, they've been together since 2019. So, that's what sources have said. They are officially married. They've obtained their license, their marriage certificate, and license over the weekend. So, we're not sure if they tied the knot officially before his performance or afterwards. But, hey, all the best. But, so he says he's taken. We don't know. But sources have specified that he and Jennifer are officially married. So we'll keep you posted on that part. But yes, Usher did it. He did that, hands down. So he's definitely going to be in the top when it comes to Super Bowl halftime performances. Definitely. He hit that mark very well. So, okay, well, let's move it along, shall we? I did say to you guys that on the last episode that I was going to do Who Am I Again? Who am I? Pretty much for this month. Since I won't have to explain to you, but I have two coming, so we're going to move into that. Okay, who am I? I play the back Disney princess. I've done movies. I've done TV shows. I even had a television show named after me, of the character that I played. I went to another successful TV show, and even though I played a part that went nuclear, I was a married woman that went nuclear on my so-called husband, even though it was made up, but I did go nuclear on him. I released so many albums. They call me this name because when you open the book, when you open my book and take a page out of it, you know the hard skill of work that's called my voice I put into. I've been in the game for over 30 something years. I have Grammys, Soul Trains, American Music Awards, and even did something with another fellow industry person of mine, and we seem to have gotten along. Am I still making hits to this day? Absolutely. You saw me on the award show. Y'all know who that is. Come on. Y'all gotta be crazy. Crazy and nut blind. Y'all gotta know who I'm talking about. I dropped so many hints in this one. Well, if you don't know, now you're gonna find out. My favorite artist, Brandy. And in theory, yesterday was her birthday. So clap it up for that one. Actually, it was a lot of things that went on yesterday, musically speaking. it was 12 years ago. Yesterday that we lost the voice, the incomparable Whitney Houston. It was also Brandy's birthday yesterday, along with Kelly Rowland. Am I missing someone? Yeah. It was a lot going on yesterday. We lost Whitney Houston 12 years ago. Can you believe that? 12 years ago on that day. And back in 12 years ago, we lost her. I'm not sure if it's 2012. I'm not even going to go backwards for you. 12 years ago. 12 years ago. Oh, gosh. I'm horrible at this. Yeah, I think it was back in 2012, which was just horrible. Just horrible. I'm going to look at that date and I'm going to be accurate about it. So don't shoot the messenger. But yeah. So a lot of things happened yesterday, good and bad. But, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to do the next one and when we're coming a little to the closer to the end. Okay. All right. Next one. So, we all know that Club Shay Shay. Okay. Well, Uncle Shannon Sharp has been definitely hitting all the latest moves. Ever since guest Cat Williams popped in the scene. So now Club Shay Shay is booming like never before. Okay. I'm not sure if this transpired or not due to it. But again, Mike Epps was invited to come on to Club Shay Shay and kick it and talk to Shannon Sharp. But that didn't happen. Mike Epps released a statement saying that he wasn't coming on no show. He said if Shannon Sharp put on a wig, he would be Madea's sister and blah, and a whole bunch of other choice words. Okay, so this guy went of Shannon, and Shannon pretty much said, okay, like this. I don't know who you think you are. I will pull the dang receipts, and trust me, I will, you know, rip your head off. You can say whatever you want about me, that I date only white women, blase, blase, blah. He went into a whole, you know, I wouldn't say tangent, but he went into a whole situation. He just pretty much got off what he had to say, and he was talking to Ocho Cinco about it, or whatever the case may be. So, he also released a newer statement saying that him and Mike actually sat down and talked about it. It was a miscommunication and it went to the left. It shouldn't have went that far. So I'm not sure if both parties patched up what was going on a personal note, but yeah. And speaking of other things going on, y'all know Mo's been making waves ever since she got on Club Shay Shay. Pretty much, I wouldn't say reuniting beef, but just, you know, giving her take on certain things that have transpired. So, she did a comedy show over the weekend. I think Albany, New York was her first stop. So, on her tour, because I think she's back out with Cat Williams, she did specify that. She walked out to a standing ovation. The crowd went wild. Okay, so of course in comedy you got a couple of things you want to get off. You know, you want to get out there and let the public know that, you know, you appreciate, but you also gonna say a couple of things here and there. So Monique said that she was going to issue a public apology to the following: Oprah, Stephen Smith, I'm gonna tell you about him in just a second. Who am I missing? Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, and a couple of other folks. So okay. In her specifying that she was giving her apology, she did crack a couple of jokes too, but she did specify that she, you know, sorry, my words are scrambling here. Just give me a second. She did make her apologies and did follow up accountability for those things. But I do have to decline. I do have to say this. As far as Stephen A. Smith is concerned, for him to say that she's bitter, is that necessary? Do we need to have that same energy for other folks? whether you disagree with Monique or not remains to be seen. But for you to call her bitter, I don't think she's one iota of bitterness. The way she speaks, the way she conducts herself, I don't think in one instant that she's jaded in no way, shape, or form. I don't know her personally, to be honest with you. I've never met her in real life. When I say real life, I'm not saying I've come up to her and shook her hand. I've come up to her and talked to her in person. But I don't think she's a jaded human being. If that's what jaded looked like, that's a piece of what I want. I think that she, you know, is living life to the best of her ability. She's, you know, she's a mature woman of her stature. I think she's learning, you know, how to stand within her truth. And you rather be by yourself than in a room full of people who you pretty much don't trust and who you feel will turn a blind eye or their back on you. So again, we don't know the dynamics, but I think for you to call her bitter, like, nah, let's keep that same energy for others. Let's keep that bitterness for others, especially if they're giving bitter. I mean, again, you don't really know the whole story. So again, we all can't judge or say anything without knowing the entire story. Because again, it's three sides to a story. Her truth, their truth, and the truth. So let's deal with the truth and the facts before we start jumping on sides. And we don't need to jump on sides. We just need to be like, okay, no problem. And see where this goes. And I mean, you can form your opinion and you can have your residuals and everything like that. But you just have to keep an open mind with the situation. Because again, the situation doesn't affect you. It affects them. And it has. And it's affected her for a while, and she felt that she was able to come on a show as that, a podcast, and just give her opinion and her side and her take on things and her perspective. And I think that should be valued, and I think that should be understood. Because again, you do feel as black women that we are underrated, underappreciated, never protected, never respected, highly duplicated, always underrated. I'm just saying, we are. We're put out here to defend ourselves. We never have anybody backing us up. But everybody steals how we look to have a reincarnate of themselves when half of us are actually naturally that way. Now others would like to achieve that, but it's nothing that you need to achieve. It's just being comfortable in yourself, comfortable within you, and understanding, okay, well, I may not be that curvy, but I like this. Or I may be just a little too curvy. Let me enhance that. But not having to go under someone's knife to get and smooth that out. There's other tactics. I mean, everybody has the right to feel how they want to feel in their own skin and in their own body. Because again, we don't come like this all the time. It's just certain things that happen or changes that we go through, which take us to the point of, oh, or wow, or ugh. You know what I mean? So it's a defension of that. But to call somebody bitter and all that stuff, especially when they don't exude any type of bitterness, I think it's false to say. If you really don't know. So again, I'm just saying. So again, she pretty much had a standing ovation. She pretty much got off her chest that she wanted to, you know, own accountability for, you know, past indiscretions or whatever the case may be. And I mean, it's moving forward. I think it should just be water under the bridge and moving forward and taking care of on a personal aspect and not so much for everybody's public display or commentary. That's just my take. Okay. So this is a thing that grabbed my attention. You guys know Maya Harrison, Sweet Whispery Maya, Grammy Award winning Miss Naya Huffer, can dance her little self off. Okay. So I'm not sure how old this interview was or is or whatever. So we know Maya has been in the game since the early 2000s. She pretty much came out in a bevy sea of R&B female women. But we known her to be, her voice is very sweet, very whispery. When she needs to hit her notes, she does that. I mean, Maya has carved out over, I mean, she has a body of work, and she's been in the industry for over 20, let me make sure I get this number corrected. She's been in the game for over 25 years. Over 25. Yeah, 98. Yes. She's been in the game. I'm sorry. 98. Let me get my things wrong. Maya's been out since the mid-90s. I'm talking 97, 98. Okay. She's been in the game for over 25 years. She's had over 7 studio albums. And like I said, she is Grammy nominated. Let's not forget Moulin Rouge here, people. Okay, her going up against her, I'm not saying going up against, but her teaming up with the likes of the powerhouse Christina Aguilera, the rocker chick, Miss Pink. Who can we get the rap legend, Miss Little Kim, and of course, beat maker and legendary herself, Miss Missy Elliott. So, yes, dealing with powerhouses of singers like Pink. And definitely Christina for sure. Hello. And for her to be in that and holding her own against holding her own against women who can rap and who can sing just like her. And being paired up to make Lady Marmalade a remake over of what Patti LaBelle and the LaBelles did. I mean, come on. They performed that so many times. And Maya says she loves to perform it. It's a treat. So, again, what Maya said in her interview pretty much made us kind of notice that it made us notice how she's been holding her own position, especially with how the industry is. It's nowadays that either you're pretty much backed into a corner to do this and X, Y, and Z, or your career could be up here. And sometimes if you don't take the road, the high road, you get to take the road less traveled. But for her, she's okay with taking the road that's less traveled because she's still around to make good music. But she said she's going the independent route instead of being with a label company. And we all know how shady and indecent these companies can be, because these producers, directors, whoever the case may be, are just seedy people looking for they think that just because they have all the power, the money, the fame, that a person that's trying to get their career off the ground is supposed to crawl to them. And it's the, you're under my spell, either you do this for me or you're going to stay in this position or whatever, or we're not even going to look at you. And I think with Maya, she says she's never sold her soul short for a dollar, fame, or anything. She's always gone the route that she have wanted to go. You know what I mean? And just for her just being prevalent today and are able to say that, yeah, she pretty much put up her middle finger and said, fuck it. And again, you know, folks have linked her with people in the industry and that she's never paid any mind to it. And no one has ever fed it, because we already know the truth. And she's not that type of person. I would never say that she's not that type of person. She's never sold her soul. So for her to say that is very refreshing. And, you know, she's never been blackballed. I mean, you never wish that on anybody. You never wish to be blackballed or pigeonholed or told you can't do that. You can't be happy at, you know, a dream that you dreamed of for forever. And for someone to just snatch or take that away from you, it definitely leaves a scar there. And there's people in the industry that have had that done to them, even though they were definitely talented at what they were doing. And, you know, it doesn't make any sense. But again, you know, Maya's been here for 25 years in her career. Like I said, from doing movies to singing to dancing. I mean, she can dance her little self off. I mean, hell, she should have even won Dancing with the Damn Stars. She shouldn't have came in no damn second. She was really freaking good. Like, really, really good. But she has dancing in her background, so you wouldn't expect her not to. And she's teamed up with pretty much everyone in the industry. But we all know her for her, for Beanie Man, the girl's Sugar. When she goes to her chorus, we know that. And she said that she loves to perform that song along with Beanie Man. So, I mean, come on, who wouldn't? That song was popping back in the summer of 2002. Like, come on. Dilemma was popping too and Hot in Her. But, yeah. That's a summer cut for real. So, I mean, again, with the industry being tough and the way it, and I mean, with the industry being tough as it was definitely in the 90s and kind of not that way right now, but it was definitely tough. And with a lot of people coming out and speaking up and saying the terrible things in the industry, and a lot of things are coming to light. So, yeah. It's good that you see her when you see her as a respectable human being and is telling the taunting tale of what the industry is, she's not the only person. When there's many people that are telling you that the industry ain't shit, and when they pretty much have taken it upon themselves to say, okay, I'm not doing this. Let me take a little time out for myself, and then after that, I'm going to go the indie route. Because I'm not trying to have, once I know I'm going independent, I know I'm in charge of my shit. And I know that I'm going to be the business, I'm going to be the driver force behind my business. I don't need nobody being accounted, this person, that. No, I'll do all that. I'll make sure the books is good because now I'm in front and behind and on the side and here, there, and everywhere. I'm making sure that, you know, stuff is being met. And now with the industry changing with social media and streaming services, you do have to make sure that you're getting money, you're having your money and your coins work for you in other ways too. And not only that, but doing it lucratively outside of just one. You're trying to be multifaceted. So you could do hair and television and movies and fashion and, you know, pharmaceuticals and makeup and things of that nature. So you just have to be multifaceted, and you also have to know where the money resides in order for you to get the right marketing skills for you, and also owning your publishing. If that's nothing you learn from artists in any musical show you've watched, get your publishing. Get your rights and hands on to your credits, your publishing, your deals, all that. Read the fine print and fight for your right to have your publishing, because that's where your money is made. You need to have your own rights to your own goddamn publishing. That's going to make your ching-ching all the time. So, yeah. Okay. All right, the next who I am, like to hear it, this might be a little changer, but y'all probably will know this one already, but I was going to do that, but now I changed my mind. Here's another one. Okay. Okay. I've been in the industry, of course, for quite some time. I started this industry when I was very, very young. Okay. My voice can go sky high. Well, my voice is high. What can I tell you? Not high off of drugs, but high in the fact that it can reach this bravado. I work with so many people in the industry, and yes, I got caught up from here and there and all that, but you can't help but play my songs. Especially for this main producer who wrote for my songs and wanted only me to sing them. Yes. Yes, my story has been told a lot. I really don't get into it, but I know who I am, and I can't say that I'm not proud of the person I am today. Yes, I did get into a little bit of trouble, and I really don't focus or talk about that. But if you really want to talk about it, I won't be here to tell you that. So, who am I, y'all? Who's that person? I gave y'all a little clue, just a little bit, a song clue, and I said it too, and I reiterated it. Y'all give up? The one and the only. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Tevin Campbell. Tevin, dear Tevin. Wow. It would be nice to see if his Unsung would be on. I would love for him to do Unsung. No pun intended. I think I'm going to write to the producers of what you call it. But he already said that he's not trying to do it. And he did go on Uncensored last year. And I was kind of disappointed because I wanted him to go into really what happened. But I don't think he wants to visit that. I don't think he wants to open up that Pandora's box, but you never know. And speaking of Unsung, Unsung will be back next month on the 3rd. So all the stories from Donald Lawrence, Black, Chingy, Stetisonic. Am I missing someone? Chucky Booker. And the list goes on. So make sure you tune in next month on the 3rd to TB1. And check out the all-new season of my favorite show and yours too, Unsung. And yes, yes, I am advertising because I love that show. I'm not kidding. I love that show. So, the next episode, I'm going to pretty much let you guys know about. I'm not sure what I'm going to be talking about, but I'm definitely going to bring up a topic or two or three, okay? Because we all need to know. Are you sure? Yes, we do. So I think that's pretty much what I got for you guys at this particular point. So I thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, from my day ones, y'all already know my heart's here for y'all. And for my new viewers, thank you for tuning in. I more than appreciate it. I hope you guys stick with me stay with me until the end. So I will see you guys on the next episode. You guys stay safe. Later.